Well, thanks for joining us again on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been discussing the vice of lust and the virtue of love. And today, we're going to take some time to reflect on and pray about this virtue of love. And to do so, we're going to take a look at 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 through 21. And in verse 19 of chapter 4, John writes this. He says, "We love because he first loved us." You see, our love for others, the love that we're called to have for one another, is ultimately rooted in God's love for us. The Bible tells us that God demonstrated his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, while we were still living in rebellion against God, Christ died for us. God proved his unconditional love for us on the cross. And if we are ever wonder what God thinks about us, if we're ever tempted to wonder how God feels about us, we only need to look to the cross to see where God demonstrated and proved his love for us. But then in verse 20, John says this. He says, "Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And God has given us this command, anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister." You see, love is the defining trait, the defining characteristic of a Christ follower. When Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment? He said that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But the second commandment is just like it, meaning it's just as important. And he said it's to love your neighbor as yourself. We love God with all that we are, and we love our neighbor as ourself. And we prove our love for God. We demonstrate our love for God by our love for others, by those that we see. And here John is saying that if anyone doesn't have love for their brother or sister whom they have seen, they're actually a liar. That the truth isn't in them, that their faith isn't real. No, if we truly love God, then we will love others the way that God has loved us through Jesus. Unfortunately, this vice of lust, it keeps us from loving people the way that God has called us to. Lust dehumanizes people because it reduces people who have been made in the image of God into an object that exists for our pleasure. Lust elevates our own personal desires over the value and the worth of a person, where they become this object that exists to benefit us and meet our desires, rather than a person to love, rather than a person that has been created in the image of God. And so I'm going to give you a few questions just to reflect on as we think about this vice of lust and this virtue of love. The first question is this: how does lust distort our view of love? How does it hinder our ability to love others and create community in our life? How does lust distort our view of love? The second question is this: what attitudes, actions, or beliefs have led to lust having a stronghold in your life? What attitudes, actions, or beliefs have led to lust having a stronghold in your life? Are there certain things that you look at? Certain environments you place yourself in, certain people that you're around? What actions can lead to lust having a stronghold in your life? And finally, number three, how might growing in your understanding of God's love for you impact your temptation towards lust and your ability to grow your love for your brother and sister? How might growing in your understanding of God's love for you impact your temptation towards lust and your ability to love your brother and sister? And so I want to take a moment now to pray for us and then give you some time to pray as well and to reflect on these questions. But Father, we thank you that you have proved and demonstrated your love for us, that while we were still sinners, you sent your son Jesus to die for us. We thank you for your unconditional love, that your love's not based on who we are or what we've done to deserve it. Your love is based on who you are and on your character. And so God, help us to love the people in our life the way that you've called us to. Lord, our prayer is that we would not view people as objects. We would not view people the way that the world does, where they exist for our needs and our desires. But Lord, that we would view them as people created in your image, people that you sent your son Jesus to die for. And so Lord, help us to grow in our love for you and in our love for others. It's in the name of your son Jesus that we ask and that we pray these things. Amen.